Staff at every level are given the appropriate amount of PPE. Nobody is being sold short here, but there are some people who will not be satisfied until you put them in a hazmat suit. So regardless of whether they're doing something at the higher end of the scale of complexity or the lower end, some people do not be happy. You even get people on the ward who have purchased their own masks. So you get somebody who's walking around with an FFP2 or FFP3 mask that they've got themselves. And then you have a situation where people on the ward, why is that person wearing that mask, which is much higher spec to the one I'm wearing? But you don't even know if that person has one mask that they're reusing on a daily basis and potentially contaminating, or they've got a box of them and they're throwing them away at the end of the day. Everything is visual.
How are we at in terms of ICU numbers, COVID-19 numbers locally? Do we have enough? Are we still transferring people to Galway?
As far as I know, things are reasonably good today. People think it's strange they're transferring to Galway. Galway have the potential, I think, for about 35 or so. We have the potential for up to 14 or 50, well, 14 or slightly more than that. But you don't want to go anywhere near your capacity. So if you're functioning at 25% of your capacity, it is much easier than functioning at 90% of your capacity. And at times, patients have been moved out for logistical reasons. Everybody needs to think that to understand that we're doing the best we can. We are not putting anybody at risk. And regardless of the fact that you'll hear things to the contrary, the people who are actually involved in making sure people are protected are doing a good job, and the resources are there.